Some of Europe's most accomplished football, a.k.a. soccer clubs, offer their members the opportunity to vote on club management. Beginning this weekend, season ticket holders and members of the Seattle Sounders fan group called Guerrilla FC will have the chance to vote to retain or replace the current general manager, Adrian Hanauer, who joins me. Mr. Hanauer, whose idea was it to give the most committed fans of the Sounders the opportunity to accept or reject you?
Well, so really it was our minority owner, Drew Carey, Price is Right fame, Drew Carey. Drew, one of his criteria for investing in the club was that he wanted this to be a club of the people. Inasmuch, we would give our fans certain rights and, I guess, responsibilities. And voting on the general manager was sort of the key to the what we call democracy in sports.
As far as you know, have the fans of any team in any sport in this country ever been able to do this?
In a formal way, I don't think that's really been the case. Obviously, teams all over the country listen to their fans in one way or another, but I certainly don't think that any of those teams have put a senior management person on the chopping block, if you will.
You sound very chipper for a man who is at least theoretically on the chopping block.
Well, truth be told, I'm also an owner of the team. Ah. So if I'm voted out, I get to keep my ownership stake in the team. But I'm really excited about this because I think it is so revolutionary in sports in this country. It's the very beginning of the process. We're learning along the way, but it's helping us so that the next time, again, when there is a general manager who does depend on the job to put food on their table, we get it right, and we understand the benefits and the disadvantages and the challenges of this whole process.
The Sounders entered Major League Soccer in 2008, and you were the general manager then, and the team has made the playoffs every season, including this year. You've drawn far more fans than the other MLS teams. If you hadn't been so successful, would you be giving fans the opportunity to boot you out?
Absolutely, yeah. We're in the business of under-promising and over-delivering, and we're in the business of keeping our fans engaged in what we're doing. And so don't get me wrong, we love this program, and we think it's unique in sports and somewhat risky, but again, it also connects our fans with our product and with our team in a much deeper way, which ultimately we presume leads to more season ticket sales and more loyalty over the long haul. So it's not completely selfless that we're doing this.
Your candor is very refreshing, especially in an election season.
Well, maybe it's because I'm really not having to do that much campaigning. If I was campaigning, perhaps I wouldn't be as upfront, or at least I'd be changing my positions from day to day.
Adrian Hanauer, the only general manager the Seattle Sounders have ever had, will find out on December 7th if he'll still be on the job in 2013. Mr. Hanauer, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.